In the name of our living Lord and risen Redeemer, Jesus Christ, amen. Our homily is based on the scripture reading that was just read. Our text begins with the words, "Search the scriptures." For hundreds of years, the Bible has been the most popular book in the world and also the most translated book in the world. The influence of scripture upon mankind throughout the years has been truly unbelievable. Many oil paintings had Bible characters, Bible stories as their themes. For example, Raphael and Da Vinci. Scripture has been the inspiration of many great composers. In terms of thinking of one would be the Messiah by Handel. William Shakespeare quotes from Scripture in many of his plays. Scripture has had a powerful influence on our society. Scripture, to a certain extent, influenced our democratic form of government. A person may search the Scriptures thoroughly and learn many wonderful things from the Scriptures. From the Scriptures, we can learn many great facts of history. We may learn from the Scriptures how to win friends and influence people. We may learn from the Scriptures the principles of the Golden Rule, how to live with others and how to treat them. Unfortunately, many people search the Scriptures and find Jesus Christ only to be a good and pious man. Find Christ only to be a great miracle man, a profound teacher, a wonderful philosopher. Like the Pharisees in our text, many people search the Scriptures and do not find eternal life for their soul because they do not find Jesus Christ as their Savior from sin, their righteousness, and their life. In the Scriptures, Christ points out that we find Him, the Redeemer and Savior of the world. And when we think about the Scriptures and think about this practically, that can cause all of us to ask ourselves some very difficult questions I know were difficult for me to answer. What are we doing with the Scriptures? Are our Bibles mostly ornamental in our homes? Is our Bible almost worn out, or is it almost like new? Do we read the Scriptures to just be reading them, or are we searching the Scriptures to get a better understanding of Christ, a stronger faith in Christ, and a search to do the will of Jesus Christ in our lives? Isn't it a strange fact that these people in the days of Jesus did not recognize Christ and accept Christ as their Savior? In the light of the testimony brought by Moses, John the Baptist, God the Father, and even Christ Himself providing them, what was at the heart of their rejection of Jesus? Very simply, they rejected the witness of Jesus Christ because there was no love of God within them. Their problem was not that they lacked wisdom or understanding. Their difficulty was not in the lack of witnesses or even a lack of scripture, but at the root of their problem was pride and a love for themselves. They placed a premium on the glory they receive from others. And Christ says to them in our text, "How can you believe if you accept praise from one another, yet make no effort to obtain the praise that comes from the only God?" And it is important for us to remember that often the real source of our problems in our lives, in our relationships, in our daily living, lie not with God or with the Bible, but the sin and pride in our hearts. And how easy it is for all of us to slip into that sin of pride because of where we're at on a seminary campus, maybe because of thinking that we have so much theological knowledge. Pride can slip into our hearts as well. In addition, the awful irony of the Jewish stubborn unbelief mentioned in our text was that they trusted in the law to save them. The Jews were so busy justifying themselves and seeking praise and honor from others because of the law, they actually did not really accept the law. It is the law of God which says there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the proud Pharisee of yesterday and today boasts, God, I thank you that I am not like other men are. It is the law of God that tells all of us this morning that we and all people are lost because the wages of sin is death. And the soul that sins, it will die. But proud Pharisees of yesterday and today justify themselves by imagining that their works, their external lives, will actually save them. It is the law of God that says, as sinners, we and all people are without honor before God. The scriptures declare, by the works of the law will no flesh be justified. Yet unbelievers and proud Pharisees parade their many good deeds before God, and by them they hope to gain eternal life. Certainly for all Christians and each of us this morning, pride is something that we fight against every day of our lives. The purpose of the scriptures is to make men wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Christ is in the scriptures and they testify of him. Searching the scriptures, we know that outside of Jesus, there is no hope after this earthly life. All the scriptures point to Christ and testify that our salvation is in him. The Old Testament scriptures tell us that Jesus would be wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes, we are healed. The scriptures clearly state that Christ died, the innocent Lamb of God, as our substitute. For the Father made him who knew no sin to be sin for us all. By Christ's atonement on the cross, our sins are washed away, and we are forever forgiven of all of our sins. We have hope of eternal life because the scriptures inform us that Jesus alone is the way, the truth, and the life. In the scriptures, the Apostle Peter said of Christ, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. Searching the scriptures, we find that by his resurrection from the dead, he has become the living Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Because Jesus lives, we too will live forevermore with him. Searching the scriptures, we find our Christian hope, our confident expectation of our eternal heritage reserved for each and every one of us in heaven. Searching the scriptures, we know that Jesus is the Christ, the majestic Son of God, whose eternal praise the multitude clothed in his righteous robes will sing before his throne forever and ever. Yes, there is but one purpose and intention of the scriptures: to point to Christ as the Savior of sinners, our Savior, and our fountain of eternal life. Searching the scriptures, we find that no one will ever pluck us out of our Heavenly Father's hand. The scriptures state that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And what a comfort it is to know that our Lord is with us always, and that each precious moment of every day is under his watchful eye. Therefore, may we prayerfully and regularly search the scriptures. And may the Holy Spirit guide us to find in the scriptures the Christ who takes away the sin of the world, who takes away our sin, and provides each and every one of us with the certainty of everlasting life in heaven. Amen.